Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But here we will start to dive into the AFC and NFC title games. Kansas City hosting New England in the late game. The early game is New Orleans hosting the Rams, which is interesting. The folks out in L.A. are going to have to get up early for a noon kickoff to watch their Los Angeles Rams play.
Yeah.
It's noon on the West Coast, BMAC. Yeah, no, I'm 2:05 here, noon on the West Coast. This is interesting. This is from RJ Bell at RJ in Vegas. And he's, of course, the founder of pregame.com. He's one of the foremost voices on handicapping. And I think this is something that's probably not insignificant, especially when you consider the home field advantages of the two teams involved in the conference title games this Sunday. Playoff road games played by both Super Bowl teams combined, okay, going back the last five seasons. So the 2013 through the 2017 regular seasons, the 2014 through 18 Super Bowls, the Super Bowl participants in all five of those games did not have to go on the road a single time during the postseason. They were in the comfort of their own home. And whatever that may mean in terms of New Orleans, it means the noise of the Superdome. I think in Kansas City, the weather is going to be, you know, these are two cold weather teams. I don't know if the weather favors one team over another. Maybe that's something we can talk about here. But zero playoff road games played by both Super Bowl participants over the last 5 years. What's your immediate reaction, you guys, when I say that?
New England had to be a lot of them. As
that's a fair
for
point.
A lot of those.
Yeah.
That's my first. I mean, it's hard to believe, right? I mean, it's hard to believe that many games have been played and no, because I mean, obviously no road team.
Well, let's see. They've been in the AFC title
right,
game
so that,
all
that
five
of
those
of
seasons. They didn't make the Super Bowl in 2015 or 2013. 2013 was, that was the year the Texans were terrible. The Broncos. Okay, both times it was the Broncos. Okay, it was the Broncos in 13 and in 15. So both of those times, New England had to travel to Denver to play in the AFC title game. Of course, the Broncos won both of those. One with a Peyton Manning MVP season and one with noodle arm Peyton Manning in 2015.
Well, Arrowhead obviously is one of the best home field advantages in the NFL. And like you said, well, I don't know if you mentioned this specifically, but I don't know if an Arctic blast really favors one team or the other in that environment. Although the weather forecast has been altered.
Did it upgrade it into the teens now or
well,
something?
Well, I mean, it was supposed to be wind chill in the single digits. Now they're talking wind chill in the 20s, mm-hmm. which is a little more bearable. But like I said, I don't think those conditions really favor one team more than another. But I think it's pretty stark to look at how long it's been since the Patriots won the last time on the road in an AFC championship game. I believe it was 2004 is the last time. I think they're 0 for their last either 4 or 5 road AFC championship games. So it's pretty significant.
Yeah, 2011 and 2007 were the only other two Super Bowls in between this five-year window we're talking about here. 2007, obviously, they were 16-0. They obviously played at home that year.
Sure.
2011, I think you're right. I know they beat Baltimore in the AFC title game that year. I can't remember if the game was in Baltimore or in New England. I think it was in New England.
Yeah, they haven't won on the road in the AFC Championship game since 04. They've lost their last three AFC Championship game appearances on the road.
Exacerbated by the fact that this is not a good road team in the regular season this year with the
right,
New England Patriots.
Right, they lost five road games.
All five of their losses this year are on the road. They're 8-0 at home, 3-5 on the road.
Well, you know, I think it's two different. You got two different monsters here relative to the home field advantage. I mean, Arrowhead is. If you talk to anybody that's played in the league, Arrowhead is the first. It's either 1A or 1B relative to the most difficult place to go play.
Along with who?
New Orleans,
Seattle.
Where I'm getting at though, Seattle's a tough one. I'm the categories are different. Like New Orleans is hard to play in, and this is where I was going with the comment is New Orleans home field advantage is because of their style of offense on turf, indoors, no elements. No, they can play fast, and they're a total different team outside of a dome when the elements are a problem. Kansas City's home field advantage is a monster because of the weather, because of the fans, because of the older stadium. I mean, it's a tough
they
place.
They check a lot of boxes.
Green Bay would be a tough place to go play in the winter. Obviously, with New England, what they've done, that's a tough place to play now. But when you're talking about the old school stadium, the old school home field advantage, which was, again, the weather and the fans, the noise.
Yeah.
I think Arrowhead is, and I'm trying to think of something off the top of my head, another place that's even close with those factors. And I can't off the top of my head. Maybe Seattle, like you mentioned. But that's a tough, tough place to play football for a road team. And now, if anybody can weather that storm, it's New England. I think their style of play will not be as affected as I think some other styles of play may have been. I think Phillip Rivers would have had a tough-ass time going to Kansas City. And
when you say style of play, you're talking about the short passing game and the run. They've been running the football great lately over the last, not just the playoffs, but over the last month of the season.
Well, I think they're wired in a way that they, to deal with the elements, whether we're talking about the style of play and kind of how Brady uses his tools effectively, whether it's tailbacks and tight ends or big receiver, he finds a way to use those guys. But I just think they're built, being from the Northeast, they're just built in a way to handle that cold weather. Who knows what's going to get thrown at you Sunday from a weather standpoint. They're built to handle that. But the noise factor, I mean, Kansas City, the hype in Kansas City right now about, around Andy Reid and Mahomes, and I don't know that there's a more hyped city for their football team than Kansas City right now. Yeah. That's going to be a loud place.
I mean, they haven't been a Super Bowl since Len Dawson was the quarterback.
Yeah, that's going to be a loud loud environment, and it's going to be a tough place for Brady to win a football
game.
You bet.
But push comes to shove, I might have a tough time picking Andy Reid to beat Bill Belichick in this game. If it comes down to strategy and it comes down to
game management.
Yeah. If it's a one-score game late, I think all the arrows point toward Belichick.
Well, that's the interesting thing to me about this game is this Kansas City team, when they've been humming this year, including last week's divisional round, a game against the Colts, what have they been doing? They've been ruining teams' will to live by the middle of the second quarter, right?
Right.
They destroyed the Colts. By the second quarter, that game was over because they had climbed all over the Colts and they had just beaten them with all the, you know, the things they were doing offensively. The Colts, the defense, the Chiefs defense was getting off the field every time on third down. The Colts were demoralized. So the Chiefs actually were terrible offensively for the entire third quarter and most of the fourth quarter in that game. It didn't matter. The Colts were so shell-shocked, they couldn't do anything. The thing I'll be interested to see is, I don't think the Patriots are going to be shell-shocked. I think they lose on the road to the Chiefs. It's just because they're not as good. Their personnel's not as good as the Chiefs. But I'll be interested to see that if this thing's still a tussle in the second quarter into the second half where the Patriots have landed some counterpunches in that game, yes, does some doubt start to creep in? This is Mahomes, is only his second playoff game, and he's going against the master this time around in Bill Belichick. To your point, Rich, Andy Reid, there are more playoff red X marks on Andy Reid's playoff resume than there are green check marks on Andy Reid's playoff resume. Does any sort of doubt start to creep in with the Kansas City Chiefs, if this thing plays out like a, you know, not like how a lot of these Chiefs wins have played out this year?
I think the Chiefs are Sean, they're very fast, obviously, and they're very high powered, but I don't think they're a complete team. You know, I think you look at St. Louis, and they are a complete offensively anyway. They are a complete football team. Kansas City, I believe that New England goes in there with a really good defensive game plan and slows them down. They're not going to get beat with a 40-yard reverse for a touchdown early in the game. Or, you know, they may lose the game, but they're not going to get beat by big plays in misdirections and double moves. And they're just, you're not going to beat New England that way. And I don't know that Kansas City has enough outside of those gimmicky plays to play four quarters against a well-coached New England
football
team.
They're going to line up and hit him in the mouth and beat him.
Yeah.
This might very well be the game where the absence of Kareem Hunt catches up to the Kansas City Chiefs, because Kareem Hunt is so multidimensional coming out of the backfield. The number I read, two appearances against the Patriots. In those two lifetime appearances against the Patriots, 431 yards from scrimmage. He's such a multi-weapon. And Damian Williams has done a nice job, preceded by Spencer Ware, but they're still not Kareem Hunt and the skill set that he brings to the table.
I agree with you, Rich. I covered Toledo. I called a couple of Toledo games in his college career, and I was high on him. He was a special running back. Now I don't know if he'll ever see the field again, but I remember when they lost him. I think it was you, maybe a mentioned it and caught a little bit of flack of, well, he ain't that good. They've got other backup running backs.
Yeah, I said they might miss him.
I agree with you 100%. I mean, I think at first take.
I think I was the one who said what you were saying, where I was kind of poo-pooing Kareem Hunt.
And they have weathered his absence.
He can be replaced.
He hasn't really been missed that much. I think this is a game that has a chance to be something that hurts them not having him.
I think you got good fill-in guys. I'm not convinced that Kansas City's got a guy that can carry the load the way that Hunt could when the situation presented itself.
Just makes them more multiple.
He was a special back, and I don't know if they don't find that guy before Saturday. When they play Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday.
So if they don't find that guy before Sunday, I think they're going to have a tough time against New England.
I think where what you're talking about manifested itself with Kansas City, Clint, is in that Charger game. I think it was a Thursday night game against the Chiefs. Chargers-Chiefs on Thursday night, where the Chiefs had a 2-touchdown lead fairly late in the game, and the Chargers came back and won the game.
Yeah, yeah.
2 touchdowns and a 2-point conversion. They won that game. Kansas City could not, in that game, line up and get first downs to close the game out.
Yeah.
And that's what you're saying. This game against New England is going to look a lot like those last 5 or 6 minutes did against the Chargers because of the way New England's going to play them. They're going to keep everything in front of them and try to play fundamentally sound and limit the big plays.
If it boils down to that, Sean, and you get into the fourth quarter and you're telling me from an offensive standpoint that you could possibly give the best to ever play the game one, maybe even two extra possessions to tie or beat you, I'm picking New England every day of the week. And I'm just not convinced that Kansas – now, one thing they can do is, you mentioned it earlier, one thing they can do is jump out to a big lead, and then it's almost put it in cruise control and just don't lose it at that point. Yep. Let your defense eat.
Right.
They can pin their ears back and go play ball. That's a different ball game if Kansas City's able to jump out to that lead.
I agree.
But if this thing is close in the fourth quarter, you don't have the ability to get first downs and chew the clock up. So, in turn, you're going to give Brady the ball once again, maybe even twice, more than you should. I mean, think about it. Teams that went on – who was that? Sean, you mentioned it last week. Somebody went on a 10-minute drive to end a game.
Oh, the Saints went on. Oh, it was Clemson in the championship game.
Dabo.
Yeah,
yeah.
Dabo. Yeah.
I mean, you have the ability to do that, and you don't give Alabama or you don't give Tua an opportunity, give an opportunity in 11 minutes. I mean, you can win a lot of football games
doing that. Yep.
And on the flip side, teams that aren't very good at it, Sean, could give that opposing quarterback two, maybe even three in that 11-minute span, chances to score points.
That's what happened with Phillip Rivers against the Chiefs in that game we just
absolutely
talked about. They gave him two opportunities at the end of the game. Did a team that can line up, bust you in the mouth, and maybe have a dynamic back like Kareem Hunt as opposed to a upper-level workman-like back like Damian Williams.
Or, Sean, if you don't have that guy, you better have the ability, you better have some guts as a play caller to stay aggressive and go get that first down. You can't just dial it back if you don't have that guy.
Spreads on both these games are at 3 now. New Orleans down to -3 against the Rams. The Chiefs have been holding steady at -3 against the Patriots.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.